Hi, this is Pete Tsironis with Dotson Bridges, and I'm with Samara Schulman, president of On Point Consulting, for another episode. How you doing, Samara?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing great. And as we do quite often, is speak to some articles that we both found fun, cool, interesting, relevant in the climate today, in the technology Washington, D.C. area that we live in. But I love the one that you shared that addresses in Bloomberg Government this making chatbots funnier, right? Kind of tap into sort of this AI discussion that's going on and the companies that are really driving a lot of the large language models and training models to do some things. But this is to me more of a, where's the puck going? I found it to be enlightening and funny, but I also found myself going, I don't really need that yet. I just want to trust still that when I type into whatever tool it is, I'm getting the right information, that trustworthiness component. But we'll get into some of that. What was your initial feedback or what you felt when you first read it?
I think I just laughed.
You thought it was funny that they want to be funnier. Okay.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I think I just read it for what it is. And it's one of those things like, this article's right. They are going to have to think about that too. I mean, you think about AI, you think about chatbots, and even the article says that the emphasis has been on the queries and the questions that's being asked and how complex a question can a chatbot answer. So the fact that they also now are looking at, all right, well, how do we make it funnier is interesting. I mean, it's correct. It's going to get there, no doubt, but we've talked before. I mean, Pete, you and I have talked and recorded about AI not being able to solve certain types of puzzles. And to me, this is just on a different scale.
Well, can I jump in and just say, yes, there is a movement and it's become a tool. And we talk about the trustworthiness. And when I say and read in this article that chatbots should be able, maybe in so many words, to recognize and respond to humor in a way that is authentic and engaging. Okay. But I do still feel the root of that is I would like to think that when I'm engaging in a chatbot discussion or for research purposes, that maybe down the road, and this is just me, that I do feel like I'm talking to a human. Do you use a lot of these tools? I mean, are you finding them to be effective in your daily regimen in the office?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that when you say that it's binary, because it does seem that way right now. But even rereading the article, I couldn't help but think there's a difference between when I use AI, Microsoft Copilot, ChatGPT, or something like that, and you do feel like you're engaging in a conversation. And you're right. Do I need humor with that? No, because for the most part, I am researching something or I'm trying to learn something more. It's a more serious thing, a more serious nature. When I use a chatbot, it's when I have a problem and it's when I'm in a terrible mood for the most part, right? I'm contacting it, right? I mean, you have a problem. And Pete, how many of us, when you get on the computer, is it like when you realize that it's not a person going back and forth with you right away? You can't redirect the focus of the chatbot until the chatbot asks you those three or four questions. That's like, oh, wait, this isn't helping you. Oh, how about this? And it's like, nope, not that either. Great. How about this? Maybe a little bit of humor would go a long way with it.
Because I'd probably laugh at that and go, oh, my God, here's the difference for me and for our audience. Funny aside, how it's changing the way we look for answers. So I do embrace this, and maybe just a quick pivot into the AI and the impact. I mean,
to quote, one of the quotes in the article was, our participants described comedy as a deeply human endeavor requiring writers and performers to draw on personal history, social context, and understanding of their audience. And that right now is challenging for AI. Now that's just with humor. We know that this is going to only, I was going to say get better. Let's just say it's going to only get more accurate. It is going to go there. It is going to understand that when I'm answering this question, I should also be looking at 1,000 articles on this topic that first got introduced 10 hours ago and made headlines. I should take that into account when answering this person's questions.
Using the tool is that the promise of AI is exciting. But it's also an opportunity right now to maybe work with that developer community or this tool that you use of choice to start understanding you a bit more so that you sound unique and different every time you go after business. That's my parting shot. What about you?
I absolutely agree. I think you did just close this out. I'm good with that.
Okay. On that note, yes. So audience, we hope you enjoyed this one. We went a little longer than normal, but AI is such a compelling topic. Samara, always a joy. Thank you for what you do. It's great talking
to you. Absolutely. Absolutely agree. Thank you.